Chapter 3, Brick by Brick. Ever since I first wrote about the bricks, people have suggested I modify the acronym. Some jokingly, many seriously. I have been told it should have been cribs, as these were economies in their economic infancy, or that I should drop one of the letters. Did the R deserve to be there, or the B? India and China were obvious inclusions, though over the years and through several serious economic wobbles, there were times when I wondered if the vision I'd laid out for them would ever come true. I've occasionally thought I might be woken up from sleep one morning by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, threatening me because I predicted China would be the biggest economy in the world. But that's the reality of making a big, long-term forecast like this. There are bound to be bumps along the way. Our models were designed to accommodate different rates of growth as the BRICS reach different stages of development. GDP is, after all, a headline number that can conceal many aspects of growth, especially its quality. Many people looking at China in 2011, for example, compare it to Japan in the early 1990s, and there are headline similarities. Back then, many people were saying it was only a matter of time before Japan overtook America to become the largest economy in the world. Instead, Japan's investment bubble popped. Property values plummeted. A low birth rate, coupled with a refusal to admit immigrants, meant Japan's population stagnated. There was no one to fuel fresh growth. Today, we see some fast-rising asset values in China and hear talk of it soon overtaking the United States as the world's largest economy. The difference with Japan in the 1990s is that China still has lots of room to grow. Hundreds of millions of people have yet to become part of the economic transformation in that country. Urbanization is probably only half complete, and all these people are yet to become wealthy consumers. The correct comparison for China would be the Japan of the 1960s or 1970s, when there were still huge opportunities for productivity improvement. The headlines may lead some analysts to compare the Japan of 1990 and the China of 2011. But dig deeper, and you find significant differences. China and the other BRICS have a long way to go before they need to settle for the mature, Western, steady-state growth rate of around 2.5%. Our model for BRIC growth to 2050 averages Chinese growth at 5.5% over the period, though it falls to 3.5%.